Why, I had forgotten you were committed. Harding's face folds in the middle over his grin. Yes, you're becoming sly, just like the rest of us. You damn betcha I'm becoming sly. Why should it be me goes to bat at these meetings over these piddling little gripes about keeping the dorm door open and about cigarettes in the nurse's station? I couldn't figure it at first why you guys were coming to me like I was some kind of savior. Then I just happened to find out about the way the nurses have the big say as to who gets discharged and who doesn't. And I got wise awful damn fast. I said, why, those slippery bastards have conned me, snowed me into holding their bag. Is that don't beat all? Conned old R.P. McMurphy. He tips his head back and grins at the line of us on the bench. Well, I don't mean nothing personal, you understand, buddies, but screw that noise. I want out of here just as much as the rest of you. I got just as much to lose hassling that old buzzard as you do. He grins and winks down his nose and digs Harding in the ribs with his thumb, like he's finished with the whole thing but no hard feelings, when Harding says something else. No, you've got more to lose than I do, my friend. Harding's grinning again, looking with that skitterish sideways look of a jumpy mare, a dipping, rearing motion of the head. Everybody moves down a place. Martini comes away from the X-ray screen, buttoning his shirt and muttering, I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't saw it. And Billy Bibbitt goes to the black glass to take Martini's place. You have more to lose than I do, Harding says again. I'm voluntary. I'm not committed. McMurphy doesn't say a word. He's got that same puzzled look on his face like there's something isn't right, something he can't put his finger on. He just sits there looking at Harding, and Harding's rearing smile fades, and he goes to fidgeting around from McMurphy staring at him so funny. He swallows and says, As a matter of fact, there are only a few men on the ward who are committed. Only Scanlon and, well, I guess some of the chronics. And you. Not many commitments in the whole hospital. No, not many at all. Then he stops, his voice dribbling away under McMurphy's eyes. After a bit of silence, McMurphy says softly, Are you bullshitting me? Harding shakes his head. He looks frightened. McMurphy stands up in the hall and says, Are you guys bullshitting me? This book is continued on Disc 6.